Okay, so we're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Nun Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph. And the Chayodim deals with something, Al Oriz Oidechan Mevushalim. So there's something called Oriz and something called Deichan. The Mora talks about the two together. The standard translation of Oriz is rice, and of Deichan is millet, which has, both of them have properties similar to the grains, but they're not, they don't go into the same halacha as the grains, so they can't come to an actual chimutz status, the Gemara says. So therefore they don't have the din of considered lechem, different than the five species of grains. The five species of grains are chita and tzara, mentioned in the pasuk, wheat and barley. And Chazal added on that there's spelt, which is considered akin to wheat, and then oats and rye, which are akin to barley. So there are five species, five types of grains. And then there are other items which grow and are similar to the grains in some of their properties. So the Morris says something called, you can make pas out of oriz. You can make, we'll use for now the translation of oriz being rice. You can make rice into a flour, and you can make a bread out of it. You can make pas out of deichan, out of millet. Well, the Mora says that we have that the status of oriz is unique, that it gets a mizonos when you make it into a bread, and it gets a, however, the bread, the bracha achron is a bread nefashos. Now, this, when the Mora says that oriz has this halacha, that it gets, when you make it into a bread of mizonos, does it apply to Deichan as well? So this is the machlokes of the Mishnah. That, do we look at Deichan as different than Oriz in this respect? And Oriz is a mizonos, but Deichan is not a mizonos. Now, if Deichan is not a mizonos, what bracha is it? Well, here you have something which is adama. You take it and you pulverize it. You grind it into wheat. So the bracha, according to what we said before, will downgrade from being adama to being a shahakal. That's based on the rule which we had before, that when you take something and you grind it down until the point that it's not recognizable from it, compared to its original status, the bracha is downgraded to a shahakal. So now I make it into a bread. So it's not a motzi, because it's not one of the five species. It's not mizonos, because it's not rice, arguably. So what bracha is it? So we could argue that the bracha should be shahakol. We argue the bracha should be hadama, because this is a normal usage of it. And we said even according to this rule that you need to be nikkur, if the primary way you use this thing is by grinding it up and using it as such, so then it does maintain its bracha. So then the bracha would be hadama. So then there's a sheet in halacha which says that there's no difference between deichan and oriz. So the bracha should be mizonos. So we have three opinions what to do. So he says, Shakaran hears a rise. Here's his millet, and rice is rice. So he cooked them. He ground it up and he made it into like a bread-like type of an item. So the Tassa listened to Machlokes. The bracha might be a dama. The bracha might be mizonos. Well, if the bracha is a dama, you can't say mizonos. The bracha is mizonos, you can't say a dama. So the solution is to say neither and say a shahakol. That's what the Torah says to do. Because we don't know if the bracha is supposed to be a mazonos or a hadama, we end up saying neither of those, we end up saying a shahakal. That's all the Torah suggests. So what's the suffix? So there really are two svekas over here. One is the Gemara comes out after the whole discussion that oriz, the bracha is mazonos. Does the Gemara mean oriz and also doichan, or more means only oriz, is one shaila. The second shaila, it's a fascinating shaila, is that some opinions say that we have it backwards, that the word arez is not referring to rice, it's referring to millet. And darchan is referring to rice. So I take my rice and say, well, I have one argument that is the mezonos, because it's arez of the Gemara, and arez of the Gemara, the bracha is mezonos. I have an argument that, no, that's true that arez of the Gemara is mezonos, but this is not arez, this is really something. The real arez is millet, this is rice. And I take millet and say, well, you know, I have an argument that should be mezonos, because the Gemara said arez, it didn't mean arez versus darchan, it meant both of them. I have a second argument that millet should be mezonos, because even if it's only one of them, maybe this is the one. Maybe which we call, what we refer to as millet, is really the arez of the Gemara. So it's a double suffix. So the mice of the minigar is to assume that that's not so, that arez is rice and darchan is millet. So because of the suffix, we're not sure what bracha is supposed to make, so that the Taz says, make a shahako. However, the shlo, the Taz says, the shlo says you make a dhamma, and that's the opinion that's the shlo says that, and the opinion of the chayadim is that he passes like that as well. There's no question on the bracha achrona. He says that it is a suffix, and therefore, preferably the best thing to do is to wash on bread and include it in the meal. So we'll clarify a few more points about this halacha as Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.